my God, Becky. We are right here at the Lincoln Memorial. We are getting ready to climb the stairs. Yes, Emerald and I are going to climb the stairs into the Lincoln Memorial. Now, she's going to be posting pictures and videos. We just did and uploaded a video to the Lincoln Memorial and a little pre-intro. So if you check our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, you'll be able to see us. And whether you're on Facebook or not, you still can go there. Just go to facebook.com/WCRS.AM Radio. Now, we've been driving all day. We got here and we said, gosh, we got enough time to do a show. So we came out here. There are literally thousands of people here. I don't think I've ever been here when I've seen so many people here. Where are y'all from? Where are you from?
Alabama.
Alabama? Are you having a good time?
Yes.
Well, what's your name?
Parker.
Parker, you've just been on the radio in Greenwood, South Carolina. How's that?
Good.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to me here. That's right. This is what it's all about, people. Seeing things and being part of what's going on in the world. And we are here. We're going to be here today, of course, Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to be live on the radio at the Phoenix Hotel. And we are going to be talking to all kinds of specialists in immigration. In fact, we start out tomorrow morning talking to, I think it's at 8:40, Michelle Malkin. That's right. You know her. You've seen her on TV before. Well, guess what? I'm going to have her on the radio with you, me, and the radio. So make sure you tune in for that. We're working on some other guests. We're going to have a great time. And I tell you what, the Washington Monument is beautiful. Emerald's just taking some pictures. We haven't made it to the top level. I'm trying to talk and walk and chew some gum, too. But anyways, it is an amazing feat to see all these people. It took us about 30 minutes to get from our hotel over here to it. So much traffic. Everybody's got their cameras out. They're taking pictures left and right. And you know the other thing when you look around here in Washington, D.C.? I see all these cranes. There's all this building going on. And we just saw a plug from the mayor of Washington, D.C., saying that Washington, D.C. has all these visitors. What is it? How many come a month?
2 million.
Something like 2 million enter here a month. 20,000 can come here to live. I mean, the numbers are staggering. And although Washington, D.C. is under the parlance of Congress, can we head up another side of is part of it, they have no representation. So the mayor there wants Washington, D.C. to become the 51st state. And we'll see how that's going to go. I think that's an interesting idea. I know Puerto Rico also wants to become a state. That's right. It's so bad here. How come everybody wants to have statehood, huh? I guess so. Well, we are now entering the rotundum, I guess we could say, where Abe Lincoln sits. Emerald, I want you to tell us what your first reaction, actually, she's never seen this before. What's your first reaction standing here with all these people?
Whoa.
He's huge, isn't he?
He's a lot more giant than I thought. Very, he has such a presence.
And the expression, yeah.
Seems very respectful in here. And
yeah, people are taking lots of pictures. But even though there are a lot of people in here, it's actually not that noisy, is it? And yet we have marble and it's bouncing off each other and everything. But it says, in this temple, as in the hearts of the people for whom he saved the Union, the memory of Abraham Lincoln is enshrined forever. So I know many of you have been here, but for those that haven't, this is something that needs to be on your focus. When you come to Washington, D.C., you got to see this. He is, when you know what the thing about it is, as you're looking at him, he looks like he's looking at you, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. He's looking down and judging me.
Should we be worried?
Maybe.
wherever you stand right here within, I would say, 180 arc here, it looks like he is actually looking at you. People are taking pictures of themselves. They have selfie sticks here. They are just enamored with the look of Abe Lincoln. So, and there are people dressed up. There are people very casual. They are all types. People taking selfies, people with selfie sticks, people taking pictures, not liking them and erasing them and taking them again. So this is what we're seeing right here. And when you look overhead, it's, I don't know, is it, it's very, it's kind of like it's, what is it, like granite or marble, or you can see through it. It's kind of opaque. It's really kind of cool. So I hope you'll look at it on WCRS.AM radio on Facebook, and I hope you'll give us your opinion on what you think about what we're doing. We had a great time this morning driving up. We saw a lot, and the day seems to be very long. We started about 8:30 this morning, which wasn't that early, but it seemed like the day was just dragging as we kept driving and driving and driving. But now that we're here, we've already seen some of the ranchers that are here for the immigration fair that we'll be doing. Now, that'll be going on tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 and 4 to 6. We'll be live on the air. Now, some of you may be asking, what is a radio row, Anne? Well, I'm sure you've seen them on TV where they go from one booth to the next booth to the next booth. Well, the nice thing about this is we book, yes, it's in a hotel. It's the Phoenix Hotel, which has an Irish pub in it, which that's how I get Emerald to come, because the Irish pub, and what is it you want to have?
Oh, the shepherd's pie.
That's how I got her to come. It wasn't that she said, oh, I want to come. She said, shepherd's pie, I'm in. Yeah. So we'll be seeing that there, but we'll be broadcasting 8 to 10 and 4 to 6. I would love for Emerald to put on Facebook, if you've got an immigration question you would like me to ask, Thursday morning we are going to have Congressman Jeff Duncan on with us. We're going to have some Border Patrol people on with us. We're also going to have some of the sheriffs on with us. So we have quite a variety of guests. Now, I don't have all the politicians, and believe me, there is a boatload of politicians. But you know what I say? They all got their agendas. I'd rather talk to the people that are living it, breathing it, and working with it every day. So that's why I concentrate on the sheriffs, the ranchers, the Border Patrol, so we can find out what they say. So I hope you'll tune in for that. If you do have some questions, make sure you put them up there. I'd love to have some input on what to ask. Many of you know that President Trump's travel ban has been partially reinstated. So that, of course, means that some of the people from the Muslim countries that they were so calling it, the Muslim ban, will actually be in effect for some parts of it. Now, it is very interesting. If you already are from any of those, I believe, six countries, you have a relationship with the United States, i.e. you're working for a company, you are going to school, any of these things that create a relationship, you will be able to come and go no problem. So the case of the gal from Clemson down here in South Carolina would not have been an issue if the ban had been reinstated the way it is stated right now. So those are just some of the issues here, but it is one of those things that you're going to want to know more about. Are we going to build a wall? Are we going to have solar panels on it? I mean, these are interesting questions. Who's going to build the wall? Who's going to be making this? You know, that's what I have for questions. So why don't you stay tuned with us right here on WCRS. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
I tell you what, after being up there, climbing up there and talking to President Lincoln there, I feel like Rocky. We took a picture standing there at the top of the steps. It is most awe-inspiring. And, of course, that's what monuments are supposed to do. They are supposed to be awe-inspiring. And, you know, across the front, there are the pillars, and it's engraved in it. It says New York, Virginia, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Maryland, Massachusetts. The sun is in my eyes. I can't see after Massachusetts what it says. Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. I might have missed one. I can't tell. I got, but anyways, New Jersey and Georgia. There you go. Now I got all of them and Connecticut. So those, of course, are part of the, you're part of the original, right? Isn't that what that stands for? And then, you know, just to put it in perspective, look at the plane coming right over the top there, Emerald. You know, I love it. The airspace is not something that everybody can be in, but the plane is flying overhead. It just kind of is the modernness of the plane with the oldness of the monument. Pretty cool. Now, as we stand here on the monument, we look out over the plaza here, and what do we see? The Washington Monument reflecting into the reflecting pool. And still, I'm telling you, there are thousands of people out here taking pictures. I would like to know, what did you do before you had all these selfies and smartphones? People never had as much pictures as we have now and with Facebook. So that's what we've got. They've got a lot of tour buses coming around. And we're going to take a tour over to the Korean Monument. The World War II Monument is a little far piece, but we're going to take a little tour over to the Korean Monument. We'll also look at the Vietnam Monument here. It's just so important to see these. And, of course, I don't know whether you know this, but Friday morning after the immigration fair that we're doing Wednesday and Thursday, Friday morning, we will be at the Library of Congress, 8 o'clock in the morning, for a special tour with the head of retired Colonel Ellen Lloyd, who is over the oral history part for the Library of Congress. Karen Lloyd. Thank you. Karen Lloyd, who is a retired colonel, and she is going to be giving us a tour of the Library of Congress before everybody else. I am so excited and hope to bring back a lot of information so that we can start gathering more of these oral histories to get them placed in the Library of Congress. This is something that's kind of a dream for me to be able to do this. So I certainly hope that we'll be bringing back and have stories on that. We will not be on the air Friday morning because of that, but we may have some interviews and whatnot that we play. Here's the Korean War Veterans Memorial. It's one of the most eerie places right through there. It's one of the most eerie places I have ever seen for a monument. I mean, it is almost like it is alive. I've been here several times, and the, can you see it from here? And the rain gear that they have and that the soldiers are out in the field on a day that is cloudy and misty, you can actually feel like you are there in Korea and with the guys. And their gaunt look in their eyes is just something to behold. So I tell you, the other thing I like about it is that every, I don't know ever how many days they do it, but there is always a fresh wreath from the people of Korea there at the monument. So that's another really, really nice part. And the wall that they have with the people's faces in it, if you've never seen this, please make time to come see it. The Korean Wall Monument is just something to see. Emerald's actually running. I can't believe it. It's just one of these places that really gets to you, and it has the peace and the tranquility that we all look for, and it has the gauntness of our soldiers who served in the Korean War. So we are over here. We're going to look at this. Isn't it unbelievable? I'm waiting for Emerald to take it all in, and then I'm going to ask her what she thinks. I mean, it's just, you don't even want to talk very loud because it is so eerie. And the looks in their eyes, that's what gets me about this Korean War Memorial, is the look in their eyes and how they trudged on. And they were bigger than life in this. And because they did save Korea, southern part of Korea, they are bigger than life. And for that, there is so much thankfulness. There's the memorial. There's the wreath right there on the left there with the beautiful. Looks like sunflowers. Yeah, sunflowers. Oh. So they've got their guns. There are people from Korea here taking pictures. I think that is so awesome that they are here taking pictures and celebrating. Here we go. Here's the official wreath right up here. We're going to take a look at these. And the reflecting pool. And but the amount of Korean people that are here, this is what is amazing. Freedom is not free. And that is a statement that is truer than anything else. Here we have here at some of the figures missing for the USA, 8,177 people from the UN forces, 47,267 dead was the USA, 54,246 died in the Korean War, captured from the USA, 7,140 UN forces, 92,970. And a beautiful wreath from the Korean people. We will never forget. The Korean War Veterans Memorial Foundation has just a beautiful wreath. And every time I come here, it just really gets to me. But what's amazing is how many Korean people are right here, who are right here doing this.
Your first time in Korea, they're from South Korea.
You're from South Korea?
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. I'm on the radio in South Carolina right now. We're broadcasting. What's your name?
Song.
Song Song. Okay, Song Song. Nice to talk to you, Song Song. I would just ask Emerald to take some pictures here. And they are actually coming right here from, they're from Korea. So how are y'all doing today? Good, good, okay, good, good, all right, excellent. They don't know what to make of me. I stick a microphone in their mouths and say, how you doing?
You were in the picture.
Okay. Well, okay, well, anyways, isn't it beautiful? Look at, get a picture of that. Isn't that wreath just gorgeous from the Korean War Veterans Memorial Fund? It is just amazing. But the number of Korean people here paying homage to this memorial is just something else. There are groups, probably, I don't know, there's a group of at least 20-some right there. There's another group of five or six, 20 people here. They're all over the place at this memorial and really enjoying and taking pictures of it. Yeah, let's walk around the other side here and see what we've got. Just amazing. This is the other side of the memorial. And it just, the duck. When I was here before, I took all these pictures of the duck. Look, there's a lone duck right there. It's very peaceful. Got like trees that are growing over all around, and you can walk underneath the trees, and it just makes a little circle up here. If you haven't seen this memorial, please come see it. And there is a squirrel the size of a cat there, Emerald. Look at that squirrel. That is a huge squirrel. It is the size of a small cat. And it's looking for food, Emerald. I can tell it right there. It is looking, yep. People with red, white, and blue on, stars and stripes. Oh, it's great to see here at the memorial. So we are broadcasting live right here from the Korean War Memorial. I hope you have enjoyed our little bit that we have done here. So much work being done and always making it look as beautiful as ever. This was established by the American Battle Monuments Commission, and it was dedicated July 27th, 1995. So I'm going to walk down this side, and Emerald, as I said, will be posting lots of pictures of the memorial. And again, isn't that really awesome, the way they did the pictures, the way they kind of come at you? Of course, you can go on Google, you can watch it on a TV or in a video, but there is nothing like seeing it in person. What's your opinion now? You've been walking around checking this out. What do you have to say, Miss Emerald Williams?
Well, looking at all the soldiers, the statues out here, I mean, they're larger than life, and like you said, the look in their face is very haunting, and it just makes me want to cry, like, out of, like, respect and just thanking them for what they did over there, and it's just very impactful.
And to see so many Korean people here, what do you think about that? Are you surprised?
I am, and it's kind of odd seeing everyone, you know, take selfies at the Korean memorial, even like the Korean people here, and there's a couple who asked to have a picture with me. I don't know what they're going to do with that picture, but I don't know, it's just, I'm still taking it all in.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in. So, Andy, how about let's get a break, and we'll see if we see anything else, and then we'll probably be signing off, but we certainly are enjoying being right here at the Korean Monument right here in Washington, D.C. Hey, if you have to leave us, don't forget we will be on live 8 to 10 tomorrow morning and 4 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, at Sharp Facets, I do understand Jeff is in a deal-making mood, and I am not in town to see if he sells it for a profit or not. So it's your opportunity to get over there to Sharp Facets Gallery and check out the deals and help support this trip that we have made here to Washington, D.C. All donations are gratefully accepted. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, well, we just met a bunch of gals from Minnesota that were dressed in red, white, and blue, quite appropriate, all sisters from different parts of Minnesota. We just took a picture of them. They had their bling glasses. They really liked mine, though, because mine had the stars in it. But here we go, World War II, District of Columbia War Monument. But I don't know. We got to find out where we're going. There's bicycles. One thing when you come to Washington, D.C., wear very comfortable shoes. don't worry about them being proper shoes to wear with your outfit. Worry about being comfortable, because one thing you'll do in Washington, D.C. is a whole lot of walking. By the way, the weather is pretty darn nice. It's a little humid, but other than that, not as hot as it has been up here, although we are looking for a high of, 94 on Thursday and Friday. We're right now, you got to get a picture of this, Emerald. Look at this. We've got the reflecting pond, the mall right here, and then it goes all the way to the Washington Monument. I don't really know why all these gates have been put up around everything, though, do you? I don't understand. They're everywhere. They're like metal gates. But all around it. They must be having something that looked like over at the Smithsonian when we went by, that they were going to be having a circus act, is what it said they were getting ready for. I don't know what that's about, but it is so neat to see the Washington Monument, House of Congress right behind that. Just really makes you feel so proud to see all this and to see what we support every year. That's right. I think we could do with a little bit smaller, but when you're here and you see all these monuments, you see what it's all about. Now, do we need all these people that work here in Washington, D.C.? Do we need all these offices and offices and offices? No. Is it a beautiful place? Yes. Should it be a beautiful place? Absolutely. So Congress is in session. They will be in session Wednesday and Thursday. We are going to have Congressman Jeff Duncan on Thursday morning. Hope to find out what's happening with the health care bill. Haven't heard too much, but hope to hear more about the health care bill from some of our congresspeople as we work it through here. So, going by an ice cream truck right now. I don't know if we can go by or not. Oh, there's another person on a bicycle. I would highly recommend a bicycle. We may be biking tomorrow. But anyways, tomorrow we are going to be at the Phoenix Hotel. From 8 to 10, we'll be broadcasting live with real interesting guests, people that are in the know about all different aspects of immigration. So I hope you'll tune in, and then again at 4 to 6, Michelle Malkin is going to be on with us tomorrow morning. We've got some ranchers that will be on with us, as well as some sheriffs. And looking forward to talking to all of them. I tell you what, Andy, I think I'm going to finish up here. I got to stop and breathe. And it's pretty heavy air right here. But we're going to walk over, and we'll send some more pictures and videos. So check it out on our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, right here live from Washington, D.C. Back to you in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, everybody.